The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimber Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Welcome in to the gym class for this Thursday. Happy August to you at 2 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Good show coming up for you. We're going to talk about Iowa State Media Day. We'll also talk about the coaches preseason top 25 coming out today. We'll kick that around. Dave Koken from Las Vegas joining us as well. And a whole lot more, including state baseball updates, Zach Johnson update as well. All coming up on the gym class for Tuesday on KGYM. Coming away from our studios in the southwest side, it is gym class here on KGYM, kicking off your local programming block here on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here today on a beautiful Thursday. Happy August to you out there, as it is August the 1st, which kind of gets you... I think in the mood for football a little bit. Everyone's been putting out, you know, X number of days until the football season, but now it hits August, and now I think it's really starting to take hold a little bit. I thought about it a couple times, did a few things in preparation for the upcoming college and high school seasons today. We've got football tonight, the Hall of Fame game, Atlanta and Denver. That'll be fun to watch, at least the first couple series, and then you get to just see all the guys that are rookies and free agents and whatnot, and that's always fun as well. So we'll have that game for you tonight, 7 o'clock on all three frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM.
Yeah, the calendar turns to August, and you're absolutely right because of what you mentioned, high school camps and or practices get underway next week.
Next week.
And August 31st, the season openers for Iowa and Iowa State. Matt Gamble and the Cyclones met the media today, including our own Todd Brommelkamp, who will bring more of that to you between 4 and 7. But and I know Iowa's scheduled to meet the media, a week from Friday, something like that?
So, yes.
Yeah, it's here.
It is here, and it's great not to put baseball in the rearview mirror unless your team is getting swept today by the New York Mets.
No, there is afternoon baseball today. You're right. The Mets leading the White Sox 4-0, top of the eighth. The Twins in Miami. The Twins coughed up a 3-run lead in the bottom of the ninth. Most of it against newly acquired Sam Dyson. Taylor Rogers got out of a bases loaded, no outs, jam in the bottom of the ninth. That game has now gone to the bottom of the 11th, 4-4. Philadelphia leading San Francisco 10-2. Milwaukee on top of Oakland 1-0 in the second. Everything else tonight under the lights.
Everything else under the lights, as they say, including Cubs-Cardinals game 3, as those teams are tied at the top of the National League Central right now. And you've got Milwaukee sitting there a game behind as they beat Oakland yesterday. So the three teams are still within one game of one another. We are presented, as always, by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by Third Base, of course, locally owned and operated. And when you're at third base, you're practically home. And a great place to stop on by after work, take the coworkers, friends, family, whatnot. Drop on by third base at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue Northeast. And Cedar Rapids, presenting sponsor of the gym class program. Tell them Scott, Mark, Kyle, everybody at KGYM sent you. We do appreciate it. We have the Hurtine & Stocker Jeweler text line available to you at 319-366-1600. Hurtine & Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. State baseball going on. That's a good place to start because things are wild in Des Moines right now. As the 1A quarterfinal is going on, the winner is going to get Mason City Newman, who is going for a third straight state championship. They trounced Don Bosco today 10-0 in five innings. And Newman is either going to get Al Burnett or Remsen St. Mary's. They have moved to the bottom of the sixth inning at Principal Park in Des Moines, and Al Burnett and St. Mary's are tied at three. Remsen St. Mary's got three runs in the top of the fifth inning. Al Burnett came back with three runs in the bottom of the fifth inning, and Al Burnett got St. Mary's 1-2-3 in the top of the sixth, and we'll see if Al Burnett can scratch a run across here in the bottom and get to that championship game where anything can happen when you have usually your number three pitchers and whatnot going at it. Not to say they're not good pitchers. I'm just saying it's not the number one usually when you get
usually,
to this point.
Usually not. Plenty of other area teams in action today and or tomorrow. And a lot of interesting matchups.
Yeah, North Lynn will go at it tonight against Des Moines Christian, a team they have met in basketball on a couple of occasions at the state tournament. And then on Friday in Class 3A, four Eastern Iowa teams and four Dandies, top four seeds, top four teams in the rankings, are going to meet in the semifinals. Xavier and Marion will get things kicked off at 11, followed by Assumption and Central DeWitt. And then in 4A, Iowa City West will take on Urbandale. Urbandale bounced Western Dubuque after a long rain delay last night. And then early this morning, Iowa City West beat Pleasant Valley 6-3. And a game that got done, I believe, at 12:40 in the morning.
Yeah, as many have mentioned, that game started in July and ended in August.
Not kidding on that one, by the way. That's pretty remarkable, but that's just kind of the perfect storm as far as the way the calendar kind of went. So, yeah, it happens. It happens.
It happened to Iowa City West last year, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I don't know if it was from July to August, but there have been a couple of a smattering of games like that, and they've all had a team from the corridor involved in them. Wash and West did it one year.
Very involved in one.
I'm not sure. Xavier was.
Or Xavier, okay.
Xavier was involved in one, and then West High last night. Didn't get that game started until after 10 o'clock. And, of course, it was the longest game in the tournament because it had to be, Mark, when it starts at 10 o'clock. And they got done at about 12:40 this morning. With that, started in July, ended in August. But Iowa City West did get the victory in that one. They move on to take on Urbandale. Still 3-3, bottom of the sixth inning between Remsen, St. Mary's, and Al Burnett. But Al Burnett with a runner on with one out. We'll keep you updated on that. Zach Johnson had an early wake-up call today.
He did indeed. He got off to a very good start. He was 4-under par through 13 holes, but he gave a couple back on 15 and 16. Finished the day 2-under par 68 for Zach. And they're going low in Greensboro right now at the Wyndham. So Zach's going to have some work to do. He really appeared to play well, but his putter betrayed him. He missed five putts inside 10 feet and three others inside 15 feet. Zach hit nearly every fairway and nearly every green, but could manage only 2-under par 68, which only, but I say only because the leader, Ben On, shot 8-under par 62 today. He's one up on Mackenzie Hughes, Rory Sabatini, and Patrick Rogers.
This is a lot of people trying to get into that top 125. That's the name of the game right now, as far as the FedEx Cup playoffs are concerned, which gets started next week. We'll talk about that. Bob Herrig is going to join us coming up next week, so we will talk with him. 57-53 in the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. Reminding us, Lindmar did play a six-hour game at the state baseball tournament in 2017 due to a rain delay. I think that was in the supposed to be in the afternoon. That was the infamous. It was going to rain on the radar.
It never did,
and it never did. And that set off a firestorm. Remember that very, very well. And yes, had to endure that. And thank you. We do appreciate you. helping us out with the memory right there. But yeah, that was the famous game that was, they saw the rain coming, told the folks at Principal Park. Principal Park people told the state baseball people in the Iowa High School Association, hey, we don't want to wreck our field. We're going to put the tarp on, and it never rained.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens sometimes, I guess. 319-366-1600. Dave Kokin's going to join us coming up in just a little bit. News of the day, though, besides state baseball and Zach, the coaches preseason top 25 being released today, Mark. And you've got two Iowa schools in it for the first time in college football history. And Iowa and Iowa State both represented. Iowa in at number 19. Iowa State, who had their media day earlier today in Ames, come in at number 24. Pretty cool, pretty heady stuff for this little state in the middle of the Midwest.
It is, but will it end that way or even better for both teams? That's the question. Clemson, overwhelming number one ranked team in the preseason over Alabama. Those are the only two teams that got first place votes. Seven Big Ten teams and three Big 12 teams in this particular top 25.
Clemson and Alabama are, would you agree they're head and shoulders above everybody else at this particular moment?
They were last year.
I think they are.
The year before.
And I think they are again this year. Can we have, you never know how it's going to play out. You never know how your injury is going to take place. Is Lawrence going to have another terrific year for Clemson? I think he will, but I think Georgia's got a very good football team. It's a very interesting top 25, and we can go through it here a little bit. But Clemson and Alabama are at the top, no doubt about that. And you look down the line, you've got Georgia in at number three. I think Georgia could contend for a national championship. Oklahoma at number four with Jalen Hurts, just immediately stepping in for Kyler Murray, stepping in for Baker Mayfield, and Oklahoma's not going to lose a beat. I am surprised Ohio State is five. I think that is a little optimistic for the Buckeyes with a new coach coming in, new quarterback, although they've got also a big-time transfer coming in and running things with Fields over in Columbus. But they had a lot of people they have to replace over there. We'll see. You think Ohio State should be number five preseason? Of course, you don't like preseason polls.
I don't. I don't like any polls until maybe the end of September, but they didn't ask me. Ohio State 5, Michigan 7, which is more overrated?
Ohio State.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to go with Ohio State. I think Ohio State could be in there around 10-ish. You've got LSU at 6. Coach O, is that a little high for them? We'll see. Michigan, as you mentioned, 7. Dan Mullen in Florida, 8. And I think Dan Mullen is building something really special again.
Gators are back, huh?
Yeah, they're back. Notre Dame at number 9. We'll see. Texas, that's very optimistic for the Longhorns at number 10 in the country. Same thing with Texas A&M at number 11. That's pretty optimistic stuff right there for the Aggies. But I think they're going to be taking off, too. With their new coaching staff. Washington at number 12. You got Oregon with one of the top quarterbacks at 13. Cajun Troy weighing in on the text line. Not too high for LSU. Go Tigers. Okay. I would put them at 10-ish or so. I would put Oregon a little bit higher. Penn State at 14. You got Utah at 15. Utah kind of a sexy pick out there by a lot of people. Auburn at 16, then a tie for 17th between Wisconsin and Central Florida. Iowa at 19. How about Michigan State at 20, Mark? Are you buying Michigan State as a 20th best team?
And is Rocky Lombardi going to be the quarterback or not? Not right now,
don't
right?
Don't think starting off.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be number two in the depth chart.
They'll be solid. Spartans will be solid.
Going to have a great defense, but can they score enough points?
Yeah.
That's going to be the question for them. Washington State, who beat Iowa State last year in San Antonio, they come in at number 21. Syracuse at 22. Interesting. Stanford 23. The Cyclones 24. And there they are. You can't kill them. They're the living dead. The purple of Northwestern in at number 25.
Just edging out Nebraska for that last spot.
Yeah, Nebraska would have been 26. I hate that thing, though. I hate that. Would have been 26. Well, somebody's got to be 26. Other teams of note getting some votes. Boise State, Virginia Tech, whose longtime assistant coach Bud Foster announced this is going to be his last year as defensive coordinator this year. North Texas did receive three votes, Mark. I know that you know, makes the hairs in the back of your neck stand up there. Minnesota got one vote, and Tennessee got one vote as well. Memphis got 24 votes for Alex out there. So that's your coaches preseason top 25.
Poll question today at KGYMRadio.com has to do with said poll, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Which team will finish higher in the final coaches poll of the year? Will it be Iowa State or Iowa? Thanks to Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. By the way, we're right around the corner from the Emil's Hideaway pick six.
Yes, we are. Dave's doing research as we speak.
It'd be nice to have Dave back in the studio, and that'll come sooner than later.
Yes, it will. A few weeks down the line here.
I'm not going to argue with Cage and Troy on the text line. Last time we talked to her, which was what, Tuesday?
Yep.
She said Michael Thomas needs to get his ass into camp for the Saints.
Did.
Within 24 hours, he's the highest paid receiver in the NFL.
Troy's got a lot of pull here in town to help
evidently
out things
in
Louisiana. Apparently that is the case. History with Iowa and Iowa State. And like you said, it's this and, you know, a quarter will buy you a cup of coffee in the old days as far as the preseason polls are concerned. But it's just a nice little tip of the hat to you out there. Now, are coaches truly putting these polls together, or is it some little grad assistant somewhere locked in a room for 2 hours until they come away with a top 25?
Who do you trust more, the coaches poll or the media poll, which is AP? They're hardly much different between the two.
No, but I'm going to have to go with the media because I'm not sure at times the coaches. I think they are well meaning, but I think sometimes they have a lot of other things on their plate.
Right, but there's also voters in the AP poll, and I voted in the Associated Press poll for many years, basketball and football. You have those voters out there who have a parochial attitude. You know, maybe those teams that got one vote will get one vote in the AP poll, and those are the beat writers for certain teams.
Which
I think that team's going to be pretty good. Now, when Illinois gets a vote, then I'm going to be really skeptical.
You will be.
Okay.
Okay. Cyclone Tim weighing in. Who will finish higher in the poll? Iowa State. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate that out there. And a suggestion for the pick six. How about this for a third option on your pool? Whoever has the least amount of trap games. Or on the poll, I beg your pardon. That must be a comment on the poll, not the pool. Whoever has the least amount of trap games. They both have trap games in there.
Iowa and Iowa State?
Oh, yeah.
As far as Clemson and Alabama, I think Clemson's got a much easier path.
Yeah. ACC is pretty awful.
Undefeated, yeah.
The ACC is pretty, pretty awful. And now we get the good-natured bantering going back between Iowa and Iowa State fans on the text line. So you know it's August. Football's around the corner. I love it. Good stuff out there.
And on the text line says, Cyclone Tim is delusional. Your turn at the plate, Cyclone Tim.
Your turn, Cyclone fans. 21 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the Gym Class for this Thursday on KGYM. They moved to the bottom of the seventh at Principal Park. Albernett and Remsen St. Mary's are tied at three, but Albernett has the leadoff man aboard in the bottom of the seventh inning. Winner gets Mason City Newman. If Albernett can win, that would mean you'd have Albernett going to baseball and basketball championship games. If North Lynn wins tonight, same thing. I know Northland baseball coach Travis Griffith put out earlier today, 16 teams remaining in state in baseball in the state of Iowa, and four of them are from Linn County.
Right.
So that's not bad with Al Burnett and North Linn and Marion and Xavier going at it. So good baseball. Good baseball being played out there. 319-366-1600 here at 322. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Dave Koken from Las Vegas will join us. And plenty to talk about the trade deadline. What does Dave think about some of these moves? He was tweeting along with a lot of these deadline trades yesterday. So we will ask him his opinion about that. And football getting underway. And he's big into the Hall of Fame game tonight.
So yeah, he told us last week there's value in these games.
Absolutely. So we'll find out if there is any value in that when we come back. Gym Class coming your way for a Thursday here on KGYM, presented by Third Base Brewery. Back with more after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Honey, did you pack my headphones?
Yep.
Did you pack the aspirin?
Sure did. It's right here.
Did you take the car to Linder Tire for a checkup?
Definitely. They checked our tire pressure and tread for free.
Okay. Ready, kids? Let's hit the road.
Stop by Linder Tire in North Liberty or Iowa City for your road trip checkup. Find our deals on Facebook or our website, lindertire.com.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Linder Tire. We can't get you there faster, but we can get you there safer.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Americans love to celebrate this time of year with family, friends, food, and fireworks. But all too often, the festivities turn tragic on the nation's roads. The fact is, this time of year is one of the deadliest due to drunk driving crashes. This year, we hope you enjoy spending time celebrating with family and friends. Just remember, buzzed driving is drunk driving. If you're going to drink, plan another way home before the celebration begins and encourage your friends and family to do the same. Be responsible and make a commitment to driving sober. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Your life is full, with good friends and family topping the list. Create an even more welcoming space for them with elegant cabinetry from Decora. Meticulously handcrafted, solid hardwood, custom milled cabinets. Whether you envision a gleaming new kitchen, impressive entry, or updated entertaining area, Decora has discriminating details at an approachable budget. And throughout August, receive free premium finishes on Kemper and Decora cabinetry at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, and at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Back with you in the Gym Class at 325 here on KGYM. Hall of Fame game coming your way tonight from Westwood One right here on all three frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM. And so Denver Broncos take on the Atlanta Falcons coming your way tonight right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Boy, it's looking good for Al Burnett. Bases loaded, nobody out. 3-3 game in the 1A semifinals in Des Moines of the state baseball tournament as Al Burnett needs one little run.
Stay out of a 1-2-3 double play is my advice.
That's a good piece of advice right there, Mark. And if Al Burnett wins, they will take on Mason City Newman in the championship game. That would be on Saturday starting at 11 o'clock. Dave Koken joining us here on this Thursday edition of the Gym Class from KGYM. Dave joining us from Las Vegas. Check him out, smokingkoken.com, at Dave Koken, his very popular Twitter account. And Dave, happy August to you.
Thank you. Same to you. Football season has arrived.
You know what? We were just talking about that at the outset of the program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you get to August 1st, your mindset changes, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, it expands a bit, let's put it that way. I mean, it's not like we're going to be seeing a whole lot of meaningful football. And the baseball games are bigger at this time of year. But this is a football country, and that'll no doubt be seen tonight because people will be watching a really meaningless game between the Broncos and Falcons. But it's still football.
Still football, and you told us last week that there is some value in playing some of these preseason games.
Well, some. In fact, I'll say few. But if you pay attention, there are some edges that you can find in terms of knowing what the rotations are going to be and in some cases what the game plans are going to be because coaches are a lot more loose-lipped during training camp. So, yeah, you can find advantages. But you have to be very, very choosy.
What'd you make of baseball's trading deadline?
I thought it was kind of a dud, didn't you?
Yes, yes.
I mean, there was the one big deal with Greinke, a pretty good deal with the Cubs getting Castellanos, and the Shane Green sweepstakes, which was won by Atlanta. But the Yankees didn't do anything. The Red Sox didn't do anything. And the Dodgers didn't address their most important need because they didn't want to trade any prospects, which was, I don't know, they might pay for that. We'll have to wait and see. I thought it was interesting that Washington and Atlanta both really improved their bullpens. And what looked like a cakewalk for the Dodgers in the National League, I'm not sure it is now. I think the National League playoffs could be really interesting. The American League go on strike. They look like they're clearly the best team.
Greinke going to the Astros.
What a rotation that is now.
Oh, my word. Well, the rotation, the lineup, the bullpen, they even strengthened the bullpen. No, I mean, Houston's the best team out there. So anybody but Houston now is an upset.
Mm. Yeah, because the Yankees pitching right now, just not there. The starting pitching.
But they didn't, you know, look, teams are very protective of prospects, and they didn't want to go after another starting pitcher. They don't need any bullpen help. I mean, at least on paper, they don't. They do need a starting pitcher, no question about that, but the asking price was very high, and the same thing was true of the Dodgers needing a bullpen piece. Teams knew this, and they were unwilling, to part with a relief pitcher like Pittsburgh with Vasquez, unless they got somebody along the lines of Gavin Lux, and the Dodgers just didn't want to do that.
Yeah, they weren't going to give a guy away that they foresee anyway, quote, being the captain of the Dodgers for many, many years. So we'll see how that plays out. I'm with you. I thought the Green deal was really, really big. Braves needed to do something, and they did help that bullpen because, man, that back end of that bullpen was just awful for Atlanta.
You weren't going to get to the World Series with Luke Jackson, okay? He's a complimentary guy, and that's it. So now they've got Melanson ostensibly for the seventh inning, Newcomb for the eighth, and Green for the ninth. That's not a bad trio down the stretch. And I think Braves really improved themselves. And Washington did the same thing. And the Nationals, of course, if they can find a way to get to the postseason, they've got a dynamite three-headed rotation. I mean, that's a really strong rotation with Scherzer, assuming he's healthy, Strasburg and Corbin. So I think the Nationals, if you're looking for a price on a team, and the Nationals are still like $2,200 as of yesterday to win the series, if you're looking for a lottery ticket, that's probably it.
How about the Mets? How about the Mets with their rotation now if they all remain healthy?
Yeah, it's kind of smart what the Mets did because you have to look at them and say, boy, they're really not that far away. McNeil is a young star. Alonso's a young star. They've got a couple other guys who profile pretty well. And the starting pitching, it's fearsome. With DeGrom, Syndergaard, Stroman, and Wheeler. Wheeler's kind of inconsistent, but when he's good, as we saw at least early today, I don't know what's happened in the last few innings, he can be dominant. So you know, they're still going to have to improve the offense and really going to have to improve the defense, especially with a ground ball pitcher like DeGrom and Stroman as well. You've got to improve that defense. The Mets up the middle have been horrendous. So that's something that they've got to work on.
You like the Dodgers today against the Padres. Is that purely a Kershaw play?
Yeah, pretty much. Although the Padres aren't playing as well. Lucchese isn't pitching as well. But it's mostly Kershaw. He lost to the Padres last time he faced them, or the team lost. And I like really good pitchers in revenge spots. You know, there's a few negatives. They're coming out of Colorado, which isn't a great thing. And the Padres are pesky. And the price is actually, there's no value in it. But I just like the spot, so I play the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm. Dave Kochan joining us from Las Vegas here on the Gym Class on KGYM. You mentioned some of the National League teams that things have moved around a little bit. And I know that some places in Vegas came out with some lines and some odds after the trade deadline anyway. And how closely do you pay attention to those?
Well, not because they're gone now. I mean, the Astros like even money. So, you know, it's not like you have to make your moves before the deadline and hope that your team benefited or didn't go in the other direction. And I don't know why anyone would go the other direction. So, to me, if you're going to play any futures, you had to do it before the deadline.
You've got some packages available at your website, Dave. I'm interested to hear about those.
Well, it's a college football package. That's my primary sport.
Mm-hmm.
I love baseball, and I do pretty well with it. But college football has been my real big return on investment sport over the years. So the college football package is up, and it does include everything else. But you're really just paying for the college football.
We're standing tall in the state of Iowa today. It's only the preseason poll,
yes.
But
mm-hmm.
Iowa and Iowa State both in for the first time in college football history.
I wonder how Iowa State will react to it, because now they're going into a season for the first time in at least my recent memory where they've got some really high expectations. Cyclones have kind of snuck up on people and been, you know, the upstart team. Now they're supposed to be really good, and sometimes that's a whole different mindset where the pressure shifts, and we'll see how they respond to it.
You like Ohio State at number 5. You think that's right where they should be?
Yeah, in the vicinity. I've got them a little lower than that, but not much. I think I've got them, I think I've had them 7th. So, they're in the top group. But the top group is really 3 teams. Because you can mix them up any way you want. But Alabama, Clemson, and Georgia they're the 3 best teams. Somebody's going to have to pull an upset to knock one of those teams out.
I would agree, and I think it's going to be yet another Alabama-Clemson championship game coming up in January. And I think it'd be great, but I know that people are going to start to get tired of Alabama and Clemson going at it each and every year.
Well, they get tired of it if it was as bad a game as it was last year. I mean, that game was a train wreck. So, but if they're close games, I don't see why anybody would get tired of it. What more do you want in a championship game? I mean, if you get somebody else in there, I don't know, let's say Notre Dame gets into the top 4 and pulls an upset, and then they're a 15-point dog in the title game. I don't know how excited people are going to get over that.
Dave, as you know, legalized gambling is going to begin in 2 weeks here in Iowa, and I'm curious if you might have a piece of advice for those people out there who are, you know, it might be the first time they place a bet on anything, or, you know, purely amateurs out there that, unlike yourself, any advice to them?
Yeah, treat it like a business.
Okay.
If you treat betting like a business, you won't get in trouble. If you treat it like, I don't know, just throwing money around, then you're going to lose and you could do some damage. If you treat anything like a business, really, I approach it as a business. Put away a bankroll that's just for the gambling and operate out of it in a smart fashion. You don't go taking 50% of your bankroll and betting on one game. You set aside your bankroll and you bet 2 or 3%, which is what the pros do, and you can play forever and you'll find yourself making better decisions.
Yeah, and I think a big temptation is for people to play their favorite team, and that's often a big mistake.
Well, you can do that too, but not for anything serious. I mean, if you're a Hawkeye fan or a Cyclone fan and you want to parlay them for $10 on a Saturday, you know, okay, there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm talking about actually betting to make it, it depends on what your mindset is. If you're betting for amusement, have fun. If you're betting to make money, you've got to treat it like a business.
Interesting.
Yeah, good advice. Very good advice right there. 2 weeks from today will be the legal day here in the state of Iowa. Check them out, smokingcokin.com, at Dave Cokin on Twitter. Dave, always a pleasure. Enjoy the football tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys, have a good weekend. See you soon.
Dave Cokin from Las Vegas joining us here right after lunch on the Gym Class on KGYM. Al Burnett's moving on, 4-3. They squeezed home the winning run over Remsen St. Mary's. So Al Burnett is off to the state championship game on Saturday. They will take on the giant in 1A baseball, Mason City Newman, coming up at Principal Park.
Great story for Al Burnett. In the major leagues, Miami has defeated the Minnesota Twins 5-4 after the Twins led 4-1 going to the bottom of the ninth. So Twins come back home having given one away, I guess. But Philadelphia has defeated San Francisco 10-2, and the Mets about to wrap up a victory over the Chicago White Sox. It's 4-0 Mets in the bottom of the ninth, and Oakland and Milwaukee now tied 1-1 in the third.
I would say the game is probably over since I just received a large photo of Tyler Ryder in Mets gear having a celebratory drink.
Okay.
So I would imagine that that is probably the telltale sign that the Mets have beaten the White Sox.
Pretty good indication.
Yeah, I don't need a scoreboard. I got a scoreboard right here in my hand. Well, it's a good thing we don't play very often then, right? The Mets and the White Sox.
The Mets swept the Twins, too. I didn't hear a word from Ryder.
That's because he was in Chicago. All right, 3:39. We're going to take a break, come back, and we'll have more of the Gym Class for a Thursday coming your way right here on KGYM.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
And now a word from Andrew's boss, Dave.
Thank you, and may I say, what a beautiful service. My favorite Andrew memory was when he came in to interview. He told me he got a bachelor's in whatever accountants get, and I figured some of his college buddies might be here who got the same thing and need a job. Wow.
I think you should leave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
No matter what kind of day you're having, make it better at Mulligan's. Stop in with your friends for happy hour every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. Take a break with their lunch specials. And when Iowa gifts us with great weather, take advantage of it on their big outdoor patio. Don't miss live music at Mulligan's, too. Keep an eye on their Facebook page to see who's performing next. Mulligan's Pub, 1060 Old Marion Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. At Mulligan's, you always get a shot at a better day.
Ah, summer. Time to hit the open road and explore the boundless beauty this country has to offer. And, of course, your kids in the backseat arguing over whether you can lick your own elbow. Traffic hasn't moved in 48 minutes, and every time you roll down the window, more mosquitoes invade the car. Fortunately, a McDonald's is never far away, where you can get a fresh beef quarter pounder. The easier way to enjoy summer. At participating U.S. McDonald's, excludes Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
It's summertime and the living is easy. So is giving your kitchen or bath a touch of style at the Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event. Right now, get the faucet you really want for less, starting just $44. Faucets from Moen, Delta, and Glacier Bay. In every design and finish you can imagine. Brushed nickel, chrome, even matte black. Today is the day for doing. And easy updates at the Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event going on now. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Offer valid through October 5th while supplies last.
This weekend at Kohl's, everyone gets Kohl's Cash. $10 Kohl's Cash for every $50 spent.
Earn it on everything. Spend it on anything, even our biggest brands. The more you shop, the more Kohl's cash you'll get. No limits. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 purchase of back-to-school items. Plus, Iowa, pay no sales tax this Friday and Saturday. Kohl's. 10 off 50 offer valid August 2nd through 18th with promo code BTS10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Last weekend, the Red Sox took 3 of 4 from the Yankees. This weekend, they go head-to-head again.
Saturday at 11:30 and Sunday at 5 here on the Gym. KGYM.
Back with you in the Gym Class at 3:43 here on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk Iowa State football. Rob Gray, CycloneFanatic.com, will join us on the program. Actually, we'll join Mark and Kyle coming up tomorrow. I did a left turn at Albuquerque and had to do some rearranging on the old schedule. I was going to be here next week. Alex is gone next week. And then I was going to take 3 days off the following week and then be ready to go for football and whatnot. Now I'm only going to take 2 days off that week because I have to take tomorrow off.
Sometimes you just have to adjust. Kyle and I will get it done. We'll have Rob Gray on talking Iowa State. A lot of things Iowa State football today at the team's media day. Again, Todd Brommelkamp will have highlights of that on his show with Alex Kuhn coming up from 4 to 7. But I know what you're doing tomorrow, and I wish you well.
I thought it was going to be earlier in the day, but it didn't work out that way. but it will be later in the day, and thank you. Good luck to everyone out there as they go at it as far as various tournaments around there. 319-366-1600. You mentioned Iowa State Media Day today and Matt Campbell, and there will be audio coming up from Matt and others. They're putting it together. Todd and is right now. Kyle is as well, I think. Interesting. The most interesting aspect of the day during Matt Campbell's news conference today was when he said, "We are a developmental football program."
Where have we heard that before?
I stopped in my tracks and said, oh boy. Where have I heard that before? And is this the new catchphrase in 2019? Although Iowa and Kirk Ferentz have been putting that out there for a long time prior to 2019.
What does that actually mean? I mean, because every program develops players, right?
Right.
Some contribute sooner than others.
Well, you need to...
I mean, I know what it means, but I can't, you know, write out an explanation as to what it is.
Yeah, it means you're going to go out and you're going to find the three-star guys. You're going to find the walk-ons that you believe you have to be super scout. You have to be a super scout and say, and think 4 or 5 years down the line, is this person, can I invest the time... Can we as a staff invest the time into this particular player and get a dividend coming up in 4 years?
So with that said, most college football teams are developmental programs.
I would say most. Now that
welcome aboard, Iowa State.
What do you think? Is Iowa State a developmental program? 319-366-1600. That's the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. That's also the phone line out there as well at 319-366-1600. Iowa's mantra for so many years, and now Matt Campbell is taking the mantra and running with it in Ames a little bit. So I thought that was very entertaining and a very interesting statement today.
Would you rather be a program that has a long-standing tradition of being developmental? Or would you like your program every now and then to exceed that?
When do you know that you crossed the threshold of going from a developmental
when
program?
When you attract 4- and 5-star recruits.
Okay. Now, Iowa and Iowa State have both gotten a
smattering.
Smattering. Can we even say a smattering? A few.
A sprinkling.
Sprinkling. That's better. We're sprinkling it. And you know, A.J. Epenesa, obviously, for Iowa, the two running backs for Iowa State. And when you start to get those players consistently, when you start to get the four stars across, and you get an occasional five star, you get a couple of classes of them, you go to big-time bowl games, you have an opportunity to win conference championships, you have an opportunity to go to conference championship games. It takes a while to get that going, and Kirk Ferentz did it when he came in, starting in 1999. No, that first year wasn't really a pearl out there, but got things rolling. Matt Campbell has done it, maybe even more of an accelerated path than what Kirk did.
Iowa has never been anything but a developmental program. Hayden Fry had a developmental program.
Now he had a very good he had a very good recruiting base, though.
He sure did, with the Ronnie Harmons of the world, and I mean, he plucked Chuck Long out of Wheaton, Illinois, when nobody else wanted him. And the guy ends up to be runner-up in the Heisman Trophy and plays in five bowl games. Andre Tippett came to Iowa. He wasn't a four or five star. Bob Sanders came to Iowa. He wasn't anything more than a two or three. So Iowa has always been that way.
Mm-hmm. 319-366-1600. We got some folks interacting on the text line.
Yeah, Daryl from Marion on the text line wants to know how many Cyclones got drafted last year.
Two.
And that'd be two. David Montgomery.
Hakeem Butler.
And the Hakeem Butler.
Very high, too.
Cyclone Tim sent me a picture and...
Yeah. I like that. Thank you. We can't describe it on the air.
No, 1657 says, is Iowa State a developmental program? Ha ha, yes.
And that's from the 515 area code.
It is. Texas and Oklahoma are the only teams in the Big 12 that aren't. There's only a few programs in each conference that are not. Andy on the text line, so what was Iowa State before? Pre-developmental program, huh? I don't know.
Dan McCarney learned under Hayden Fry. Dan McCarney never said Iowa State was a developmental program, but it was a developmental program. Dan McCarney tried to get in the state of Iowa, get some guys that may have fallen through the cracks or that he found first or wanted to go to Iowa State, Lane Danielson, Ben Bruns, people like that, took them. Did the same thing that Hayden Fry did at Iowa. Dan McCarney did at Iowa State and molded them.
I just think it's an overused phrase. While true for many programs,
everybody can say
that. It's just overused. And it's almost like, shucks, you know, anything we do is going to be gravy because we're a developmental program. I don't know. John in Columbus Junction on the text sign, Iowa is nothing but a mediocre, barely middle-of-the-pack college football team with the occasional 10-win season.
I think it's a little harsh, John.
Thanks for weighing in.
But appreciate, yes, the sentiment. Iowa's average is, you know, 7.5-8 wins a year. I think a lot of folks would take that. A lot of folks would take that, I think, around the country at this time. And does it get monotonous at times? Sure, but like you said, they'll throw a sprinkle in a 10-win season, 11-win season every once in a while. And now Iowa State is looking to take that next step. That's another thing I'm looking at this year. Can Matt Campbell is progressing up that staircase of building Iowa State into a terrific, terrific football program. But what's the next step? The next step is to get that consistency to go to the Alamo Bowls, to win, be expected to win 8-9 games.
Get to a Big 12 championship.
Get to a Big 12 championship game. And that's the next step.
If you missed it, in the college football preseason rankings coaches poll, Iowa ranked 19th, Iowa State 24th. Our poll question at KGYM Radio reads like this. Which team will finish higher in the final coaches poll of the year? Iowa State or Iowa?
Go ahead and vote, KGYMRadio.com. And early in the voting, looks like Iowa with the lead at this particular time. And yeah, it's going to be football season before you know it. On the 31st, Iowa State will open with UNI. Iowa opens with the night game against Miami of Ohio. And then all bets are off after that.
We'll have plenty of coverage of Iowa State and Northern Iowa right here on KGYM. And right around the corner, Scott, is your high school Metro previews, right?
10th and the 17th. We will have those for
week
you.
From Saturday will be the first round.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And, yeah, looking forward to it as we're getting closer and closer to the season. You mentioned the camps get underway. And should be an interesting year.
Yeah, which means we're going to be on the road.
That's right.
Tailgate
Not till September,
tours.
Though.
Right.
Not till the first week, Friday of September. We'll be there. Right.
Oh, well, I've missed him, so.
Yeah. Well, it's August. And it means football, right?
I've missed him, so.
3:53. We'll get a break coming up here. But
we hope so.
We will get to the phones. And we mentioned earlier at the outset of the program, August 1st seems like it's the start of football season. It wouldn't be football season without Wally. Hi, Wally.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Not a lot.
I just heard that you're playing tomorrow, Scott. I didn't know that you were a golfer, but I've seen you in person before, and I know you're over 6 foot, so you got a nice long arc, I would imagine. Aren't you about 6'2", 6'3", or am I imagining things?
They're
a little tough.
About 6'1", 6'1". Good luck to you, too. I saw your name up there.
Well, little known fact, Wally and I, 1 year, way back when, played in the same group in the City Amateur Golf Tournament. Right, Wally?
That's right. That's right, Mark. And we both went to Jefferson High School. One of the reasons why I'm even playing is because our guy, our number one guy, the 69-year graduating class, Scott Welborn, passed away way before his time. And he'd be playing in this, so I'm kind of,
doing
in his place. But I couldn't carry his clubs. Well, yes, I could. But that'd be about it. What? But I took quite a long time off of golf, so I'm scratching my way back.
Well, very good. Well, football's around the corner, though, Wally, so that'll
right.
be.
Right, it is. And I just want to say the guy that texted in, he's got a little bit of ground to stand on there, but I think the best Iowa football years are coming when Ferris retires and we can hang on to his son, because I'll say this, and I know you ain't got much time, you don't have very much time left, but I think he could be the winningest coach at Iowa. That would be Brian Ferentz.
Well, a lot of
we're gonna get a little different style, a little different, more disciplined, so to speak. I could be wrong, but
it'll be interesting, and some water under the bridge before we even talk about Brian coming in. But we'll see you tomorrow. Best of luck, Wally.
Play well, Scott.
You too. 319-366-1600.
Getting the cart ahead of the horse, so to speak.
A little bit, but the speculation is there that if things continue to arc the way they are in Iowa City, that Brian would have a shot at things. Want to remind you, Lunchbox Heroes, going throughout the summer, presented by Built by Pros. Mark and I are going to be, I think, over on the southeast side coming up next Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
And revisit a place we visited last year. So that's always fun to see the progress that is made. Thanks to all the great sponsors. Built by Pros, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Star Equipment, United Rentals, UFG Insurance, I'm On Communications, Chick-fil-A, Lindale Mall, Red Wing Shoes, Acme Tools, Airgas, Chick-fil-A, Coral Ridge, Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Smart FM, and, of course, all of us at KGYM. Take a break. Wrap things up after this.
It's summertime and the living is easy. So is giving your kitchen or bath a touch of style at the Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event. Right now, get the faucet you really want for less, starting at just $44. Faucets from Moen, Delta, and Glacier Bay. In every design and finish you can imagine. Brushed nickel, chrome, even matte black. Today is the day for doing and easy updates at the Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event going on now. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Offer valid through October 5th while supplies last.
Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store and pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Conventional Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $21.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save money with 5 quarts of O'Reilly Conventional Motor Oil only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is a message from the Emergency Stuffed Crust Warning System.
Cheese!
Little Caesar's Extra Most Bestest Pizza now has 3 feet of cheese stuffed in the crust for just $9. I repeat, it has 3 feet of cheese stuffed in the crust.
Cheese!
That concludes the message from the Emergency Stuffed Crust Warning System. Get a large Little Caesar's Extra Most Bestest Pepperoni Stuffed Crust Pizza for $9. Top 4 national pizza chains. Extra Most Bestest Pizza versus large round one topping pepperoni pizza. Everyday standard menu prices. 3 feet of cheese before cooking at participating locations plus tax.
Pizza, pizza.
This weekend at Kohl's, everyone gets Kohl's Cash. $10 Kohl's Cash for every $50 spent. Earn it on everything. Spend it on anything, even our biggest brands. The more you shop, the more Kohl's Cash you'll get. No limits. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 purchase of back-to-school items. Plus, Iowa, pay no sales tax this Friday and Saturday. Kohl's. 10 off 50 offer valid August 2nd through 18th with promo code BTS10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Back in the gym class to wrap things up. Todd Prommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next on KGYM. Audio from Iowa State Media Day today. Fresh and hot off the audio presses. Can't say presses anymore because it's a whole bunch of things as far as, you know, media is concerned.
Hot off the keyboards.
Hot off everything. John in Columbus Junction weighing in once again. Here's the problem with Iowa football. I don't know if that's Iowa, state of Iowa football or Iowa football. No top-tier college recruit wants to come and play in Iowa when they can go play in the South for a perennial contender. It's happened before. It has happened before, but Iowa has gotten their share of good in-state players that others have wanted. Pierce Becker was the last one, and he went to Alabama and played in 4 national championship games. So I cannot fault the young man for that. All right, you guys will talk Iowa State tomorrow with Rob Gray. Talk about media day today and what is around the corner for the Cyclones.
We will, and also address what I think is an interesting topic. And
yeah.
We will put that on Facebook and Twitter before the show tomorrow.
And the Xavier football field is done.
I see that.
According to Twitter, the text line. Talk to you tomorrow.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
And Radio Sports Center.